Joining me on the phone now is Tania Townsend from Bord Gáis. How are you, Tania? You okay?
I'm good, thanks.
The Bord Gáis Energy Student Theatre Awards, you just launched them recently. What are they about?
We have, well, this is our second year of launching the awards. So what we've decided to do is, you know, these awards are set up really to really encourage students for participating in drama in school. And we really just feel that these awards will kind of give children a platform to express themselves and get recognised for contributors, you know, in the arts world from outside the classroom, because they do so much great work in the classroom, but it kind of gets left there. So this is a way that we can kind of take it outside the classroom and show what great work they've been doing to a greater audience.
Yeah, certainly kids these days seem a lot more inclined towards getting involved in the arts, getting involved in theatre school or school productions, plays, everything like that. They're very keen to get involved in them, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. We could even see from last year when we launched it, we only launched one category last year. We had over 7,000 entries. So
wow.
This year we're actually expanding it to 11 categories just to include everyone. You know, so it doesn't matter if you're just a lone singer or, you know, you want to recite a poem to, you know, stage production to best musical. We're really opening up for everyone this year. We want to hear from everybody.
Yeah, and as you say, you've 11 categories, and they go right across the whole front. It's not just the glory jobs of the lead actors. There's you're covering all the production side and directing side and everything else, yeah?
Absolutely, and I mean, you know, you kind of forget that the people behind the stage, you know, and the scenes make it happen. So, you know, the stage production and the sets and the props are so important, and sometimes they're forgotten about. And, you know, there's a lot of parents as well that spend a lot of hours helping the schools and the children get those props ready. So we really wanted to recognise those guys as well. You know, it's not just for the lead performers, it's everyone.
Yeah, and what kind of age groups are you looking at, Tania? Is it all ages or...?
No, so at the moment we're looking at from primary school, so third to sixth class, and then all secondary school, so from first to sixth years.
Okay, so you're looking from about eight-year-old up to leaving cert.
Absolutely.
Basically. Yeah.
So because what we're going to do this year as well is the kind of some of the shortlist finalists will actually get to perform on the night. The award ceremony is kind of going to be like an Oscar ceremony, and so they will actually get to perform on the night. So kind of eight is kind of a nice age group, just so they won't be too tired or too young to come to the show.
Oh, well, I understand this. So it would be maybe come in and perform a segment of a show they might have done or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we want to, you know, really highlight anybody who's been shortlisted as well, you know, and kind of show the good work they've been doing. So we want to give them an opportunity, though, as well, to be on the stage at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. You know, it's an amazing stage, and very few people get to perform on it. So we want to actually get into schools and give them the chance to perform on it. You know, the kids will get their own dressing room, and they'll really feel, you know, a star for the night.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an amazing theatre in itself. Lucky enough to be in there a couple of times, and it really is. It's a fabulous facility, and it's a fabulous building. And I suppose for kids, especially kids who enjoy getting involved in the arts, and it would be great to get up on the stage and have that little moment, as it were.
Well, that's it, you know, and I think there's nothing better than proud parents watching those kids up on the stage as well. So, you know, it will be open for parents as well to come and kind of watch what's going on.
And is this primarily just for the Dublin area, Tania, is that correct?
No, this is a nationwide campaign.
Oh, okay.
So every school, so it's open nationwide, every school can enter, and we're opening actually it up now in October. And what we've decided to do as well, we know, you know, schools have a lot of work on already, so basically you just enter your school play that you did at Christmas. You know, we don't want to add any extra work to you, so it's like just enter the work that you're already doing and we'll judge it, and then hopefully you get shortlisted and get to come to the awards.
Yeah, it was something like my own kids have just obviously looked them all, they've gone back to Bolton Secondary, my children, they've gone back to school, and they've started rehearsals for a production of Hairspray that they're putting on later, the start of December, and the amount of work involved, I mean, they're rehearsing every Wednesday after school and they're rehearsing every Saturday for 3 and 4 hours, so there's a huge amount of time and effort goes into these productions. So I probably wouldn't have known only that my own two kids are involved in this one. But my eldest lad's friend, funnily enough, he came home from school. He's in a separate school and they're doing a different production. I think he said they're doing Mamma Mia. I could be wrong now, but...
But no.
So there's a huge... it seems to be nearly every school is
There is actually, every school in Ireland does a production of some sort, or and at some level. So that's why we kind of honed in on the school play. So we don't give them extra work to do.
Yeah.
But then we also kind of felt as well, all that great work, all the extra hours they're doing, you know, we wanted to bring that up and show people, you know, kids like that, you know, kids can go out and they can, you know, play on the streets or whatever, but they're actually putting time into a play, rehearsing, getting it right. We just wanted to kind of show people all around the country what all the schools are up to and, you know, just highlight what great work the kids are doing.
Well, my two are thoroughly enjoying it, especially the youngest fella. He's ordinarily, and he just wants to get home, you know, and put on his PlayStation or watch his TV or whatever, but he's absolutely at the throne himself wholeheartedly in it and loving it and really enjoying it.
That's brilliant.
They rehearse nearly every afternoon at home, and they put the song at the end there that's in Hairspray, and they're practicing their dance and all, and it's my mother couldn't get me to dance when I was that age, and not dancing, that's for girls,
sure,
you know.
You probably know all the actions now and everything. You're part of the crew.
Well, it probably helps that it's one of the kids' favourite movies as well. The recent remake there a couple of years ago that had John Travolta in that, They love it, and we were lucky enough as well. We were able to bring them to Mamma Mia when Mamma Mia played in the Old Point Depot as well, and they were absolutely mesmerised with it. So it's a real fantastical world, and I mean, even I think things like the Les Mis, the movie that came out a few years ago, like Les Mis was obviously something that everyone knew was out there, but the movie opened it up to a whole new audience, and especially the kids. I mean, I was amazed in the theatre when we went to see Les Mis, the amount of young kids that were there.
But that's it, and I think the films are really helping the theatre because it's bringing it to life, you know, and it's not kind of you're going to the theatre anymore.
Yeah.
You experience it in the cinema, and then you're getting a passion and a love for it, and which is great to see.
It is absolutely great to see. Well, Tanya, we wish you all the best of luck. So where do people apply? How do they apply?
So all you have to do is log on to our website. So it's bgefta.ie, and all the information is on the website. All the categories, you just literally download a form and the teacher can fill it in, put all the details in and send it in to us.
Okay, I must tell me soon, because he can go into rehearsals in the morning and tell his teacher to apply. Ventured, nothing gained.
Absolutely, and we are giving away prizes as well, so everybody who enters could win tickets for them and their class to attend a show in the theatre as well.
Yeah, there's a fairly sizable prize fund, I see.
There's a bursary as well, that is sharing in a bursary of over 10 grand.
Well, excellent. So, as you say, it's well worth taking 5 minutes to fill out the application form.
Absolutely.
Okay, Tanya, well, we wish you the best of luck. And just before I go, the deadline for entries is the 12th of January 2015. Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Tanya, we wish you best of luck, and we'll probably give you a call maybe later in the year or in the new year and see how you're getting on, and especially maybe nearly around awards time, because it'd be great to see, you know, the level and the standard that you receive.
That's it, and I'd love to hear how the Hairspray play went for you as well.
We'll let you know, we'll keep you informed, because the amount of time and effort I'm putting in, they're all excited, so it should be great. So Tanya, thanks very much for talking to us here on Near FM, and we'll talk to you again. Take care, bye bye.
Take care, bye bye.